The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. I am Jason Von Berg, and I'm with you for the next hour, flying solo, because my co-hosts are one with baby and one with New York City, respectfully. So, I will be keeping you company for the next hour. And I have two very, very awesome guests. I think you're going to enjoy having them live on air with us as Duncan closes the door. I'm glad that she got her picture before, and we'll tell you about that now. But her name is Demi Lee Moore, and she is in studio with us. Welcome to the studio, Demi Lee.
Thank you, Jason.
How's it going?
Good. Good to be here.
It's your first time?
No, I was here, I think, about 2 years ago.
Really?
Just after Idols.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were on Idols in 2014 already? Because we did.
Yes.
We worked that out. Yeah.
It's been 2 years. It's crazy. It feels like yesterday, though.
It does.
Yeah.
So you haven't aged in 2 years since I last saw you.
Thank you. Good makeup.
Rubbish. So you're up from Cape Town.
Yes.
How's the Johannesburg treating you?
I don't know. I always come here and then I get sick. So it's
like our next guest as well.
Exactly. Because she's also from Cape Town.
Yes.
And then our sinuses just go crazy. I don't know what it is.
It's because we don't have a mountain.
But I do like it. It's weird. I was driving and I literally said to Christine, there's not a single mountain.
We have
nothing.
We have the Michaelisberg, like, to the, let me get my bearings right, to the north, that way.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
I'm pointing at you because no one else can see me pointing, but I'm pointing I'm to the north. We have the Michaelisberg, which is quite nice. So the next time you're in Joburg, you can go have some lunch there or something.
Yeah,
and then you can see a mountain.
I'll go to a mountain.
it's not as special as yours.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry. But it is what it is, I guess.
Cape Town is beautiful, though. There's always, like, just some sort of mountain somewhere. And it's when you don't actually see it every day, you realize how beautiful it is. Because I see it every day, and then I'm like, you know, you don't even really see it anymore.
Yeah, you just
and now
take
that
it
I'm
granted,
here, it's
eh?
Like,
I miss my mountain.
I don't see a mountain.
So how is Cape Town treating you, though?
Great.
I mean, professionally, I think you've been very busy.
Yeah, I've actually been singing a lot more than I did before Idols in Cape Town, because I used to come up to Joburg a lot for shows. So now I'm quite busy in Cape Town.
Okay. And doing what?
Just shows. I do a lot of corporates.
Okay.
With my guitarist. And
Yeah,
I do Afrikaans festivals because I'm obviously in the Afrikaans market.
Sure.
And yeah, keeping busy.
So wil jy Afrikaans praat?
Niels hoef nie.
Nee, Afrikaans is nie lekker nie, maar ons kan try.
Probeer.
That's it. I had the word. It was there. I was just checking if you were awake. So you see.
Is that it?
Okay, so you're doing a lot of gigs. You're doing so do you prefer the festival vibe? Do you prefer singing for intimate crowds?
I must say I love both. It's a good mixture, because at the festivals there's always just this happy vibe and everyone just wants to dance, and you know, obviously I'm singing Afrikaans, so it's true to who I am, like how I grew up going to all the festivals. So that's fun. And then I love doing corporates as well, because it's more intimate.
But now you're actually working on material of your own as well.
Yeah.
So you're not... What have you been singing, actually? Have you been singing your own stuff plus like
at the
covers
corporates,
or?
It's mostly covers because it's English and... I do write English songs, but I haven't actually performed any of them.
Ah. Well,
keeping
today might
them
be
to
the
myself.
Day. Oh, come on. You're on Cliff Central. You might as well just sing a little.
I'm sick, remember?
It's the golden excuse. No, it's cool.
I don't have my guitarist with me, so then
it's boring. I can play guitar, I think.
Make a little beat.
Yeah, we can play drums. We can improvise. There you go, you see.
That's basically what I can do.
Yeah, mine too. I mean... drops the mic, walks out. Okay, so your music. You've just released a new single.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Is this your first official debut single as your own? Or
no,
have you done others?
I have done others. I did a few before I actually did Idols.
Okay.
I was in the Afrikaans industry. And now, last year, October, I released my first single with Universal. And now, last week was my second one.
Okay.
And we released a music video as well of the song "Jy Maak My Beter."
Okay, so well, thank you.
You have to say that.
"Jy Maak My Beter."
Ooh.
Yeah. You do. "Jy Maak My Beter."
Thank you.
Okay, so tell me about this song. How did it come together? What's it about?
It's a beautiful song. It's obviously about love.
Are you in love?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
And That's why it's easy to sing the song, because I just imagine him when I sing it. But it's about love. It was written by an amazing Afrikaans artist, Vaughan Gardner, and his wife. It's about their love story and how they met in Stellenbosch at university and how he always sang to her and all of that. So, yeah, it's special and I could relate to it. So
it is. I mean, that's important because you as an artist need to, it's like an actor getting into character.
Yeah, no,
you
definitely
need to get into character with the song.
And basically the song is just about when you're with someone, how it just gets better and better. And that's the type of love that we all should have.
Mm.
And that everyone, die liefde wat ons allemaal verdien.
Okay.
Did you understand that?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
What's verdien in English? What we... deserve.
There you go. You see, thank you, Christine.
That's why we have Christine here.
Yeah. And you lip read well as well, so well done.
She was just like...
There you go, you see. But we all do deserve love like that. And
that's what you should have. And not be stuck in something that's not making you feel good.
Sure. So how long have you been in love for?
About 1 year and 4 months.
Okay. So when you were in studio recording the song, was he listening to it? Or did you kind of build it up and say, I've got this surprise for you, you need to listen to it? Because it's not necessarily for him, but yeah. I suppose... A lot of it is because of him.
Yeah, that I love this song actually that much is because I
you feel it.
Feel
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, he only heard it once it was done recording.
Okay. Mm. And? No, does he love it?
Yes, of course.
Oh, bless.
It's special.
And the music video. So you shot that. Where did you shoot that? And the storyline for that?
Well,
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I have the link, but I haven't had a chance to because my internet work was broken. So, sorry. No, I will listen. I will watch. And
please
I will
go
like.
Have a look. On YouTube, Demi Lee, Jy Maak My Beter.
Okay.
And it was shot in Atlantis in the dunes. I basically wanted people to listen to the song and the words. So I didn't make it too complicated. I just walked with my dress flowing.
Oh,
and
so you had the wind machine?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. It was just windy
natural. Natural wind, natural sunlight. Everything was just done naturally, which was nice. And then, I wanted it to be about the words and about the song and just so that it speaks to you and that you could feel my emotion as I was singing it.
Sure. Okay. Mm. And then, so you've obviously seen the final product because you were involved in it. Definitely. You happy with it?
Yes,
I
love it.
Is this your first music video?
It's my second video I've done, but the last one was probably like 6 years ago.
Oh,
I don't even know how long ago it was. But this one is so special to me and it's typical... It's typically the music that I want to do, the type of Afrikaans music. And yeah, so I love it.
So how's it been received in the market? Good?
No, very well.
Okay.
Very well. I mean, people have already asked me to come sing it at the weddings.
Oh, yeah. You're the wedding? Oh, okay.
So it's special.
You see, because you have
speaks
like,
to people.
Yeah, you see, you have like the Ed Sheerans and now you have the Demi Lees singing it at weddings. Or you've got the wedding song. It's like John Legend. You could be the new John Legend for 2016.
That's an amazing idea because he also just sings about love and I like that.
Yeah. Imagine you and John making a record together.
I would die.
Yeah, well, I think you'd break the internet as well.
Yes, so imagine.
That would be incredible. But you're an artist in your own right as well. So you can hold your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
these weddings.
Thank you. Definitely.
So how many weddings are you booked for then?
No, I'm not sure actually. I think it's like 3 so far.
Okay.
Just to come and sing the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must charge some big dollar for that, eh?
Oh, no. It's
all about
special.
Love. Yeah, I know. We all deserve love.
I'm not doing it for free.
No, of course. Of course, you got to eat. And festivals and music concerts and that? Have you got anything lined up?
Yeah, there's a few stuff. I have a concert now, the 4th of August at Die Boer in Durbanville, where I stay.
Okay.
It's such a nice restaurant where you have like people singing every night. So that's the 4th of August coming up. So I'm just going to be spending a lot of time on that because it's my own show putting together.
Sure. Mm. Okay. And then as far as an album is concerned, are you working on the full-length thing or are you just going to release singles?
No, not
singles?
Yet.
Okay.
Just singles for now because I like to concentrate on a song and if we had to do an whole album, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, sure.
So I like working on a song knowing it's right and it's perfect and then we release it for now.
Okay.
Okay.
So as far as the Idol's journey is concerned, I mean, you were speaking about how you had a music video about 6 years ago and now you've... Fast track 6 years to present time, and you are doing the song, Jy Maak My Beter. And I know, I'm a SOTY, sorry. So did the Idols journey kind of help you in terms of like your performance or your being comfortable when you were making this music video as well? Because I think that's, you know, you learned a lot in that stage.
Yeah,
you were there for a long time.
We all stayed together in a house for 3 months and there was always a camera around. Mm. So you kind of got used to that. But still in the music video, I was shy when we like just started. And I was like, oh my gosh, now I need to try and act this out. But after the first take, I just went with it. Because I was like, I need to let this go and just feel it.
Yeah.
But Idols definitely helped a lot with just like basically building your confidence. And
But also your platform.
No, definitely. It opened so many doors. I would suggest anyone to do a show like Idols, okay. You know.
Do you still watch it as well?
Yeah, of course.
Because so, maybe they'll bring you back as a mentor this year or this season, unless they have already. I don't know. Maybe.
Or just like hopefully doing a song on there.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Because you haven't been back to the States since you left.
No, not at all. I've actually been back last year. I went to Disco Watch and it was incredible.
Was it weird as well, sitting in the audience and being like, why am I not there?
But I must say it was a lot less stressful.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because, I used to, the stress is just beyond. You can't explain it unless you're actually there.
I guess. I mean, what you made it to, top?
Seven.
Seven, yeah. Mm. And, I mean, that's an incredible achievement. You were the top seven of that season, which was, I didn't even know what season they're on this year, but...
Season X, I was on. Ten.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, out of thousands and thousands of people who auditioned, you made it to the top seven, which is cool.
Yeah, I can't complain. You know, obviously, we all want to win, but...
Of course, but I mean...
Seven is my lucky number, so there's a reason.
And you're still in the music industry, let's be honest.
Yeah, and
you're still
making music. I was so lucky to be to join Universal and, you know, start working on my own music.
Did you get that straight away?
Yeah.
Lucky, eh?
Yeah, I was lucky.
To work with such an amazing record company like Universal.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sure. It's been great seeing you kind of throughout the year or the 2 years as well, you know, like with your journey and that. So I think there's a lot more to come and I think you're very positive about it as well, your future.
You have
music.
To be positive.
Yeah.
You have to be. And it's hard work and everything doesn't always work out, but I'm so positive. So eventually I know everything does work out. So I just let things fall into place how they should.
Yeah.
But I'm excited and I love the new song and the music video and I'm excited to sing it and to perform it, and you need that if you release
Look,
a song.
I have it, and I'm going to play it shortly, but I do want a little acoustic version, even if you're sick. No, it's fine. I won't put you on the spot that much, don't worry. But I do want to hear the song, and I want everybody else
I would actually sing, but if I had to cough right now, you would get a fright.
I'll get you water.
My voice is literally gone. I tried singing last night and then I just couldn't.
Oh, where were you last night? Were you in Joburg last night as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was just at home after.
Don't lie, you were at the karaoke bar here. Yeah, no. I know your types. I know you people.
No, actually no.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, cool. So let's have a listen to this song. Do you want to introduce it?
Yes.
It's your song.
It's my song.
First time on Cliff Central.
First time on Cliff Central. Afrikaans number. Demi Lee. And this is Jy Maak My Beter.
I know, right? Okay, let's have a listen to this.
And go buy it on iTunes, if you like it.
Beter, beter en beter. Waar gaan dit ooit stop? Gaan jy altyd my hart so laat klop? Jy beter, want beter en beter is meer as 'n gevoel. Dis die wete saam met jou het ek 'n doel. Want jy maak my beter. En toe raak ek beter.
Why did you stop singing? What happened?
Your phone died.
There you go. There she's singing. Beautiful. So I asked you this off air.
Yeah.
I said, what's it like to hear your song on the radio? And you said you haven't really had the opportunity, but you did. Tell me about the experience with your sister.
Oh, my sister, the one day she left my house and she got into the car, and as she started the car, my previous song was playing. And we thought a phone was still connected and it was just playing off a phone. And she's like, but where's my phone? I don't understand. And then we realized it was on the radio and we're both like, oh, that's cool. I was just standing there and we're both like, oh, now I've heard it on the radio.
There so you go. You
it's
have.
Nice.
It is nice.
It's a nice feeling, of course.
It's a big sense of achievement that it's you and it's your song and people are listening to it. So
wow. It's still weird though. It's like me singing on the radio.
So you said tonight it's going to debut on CakeNet.
Yes, on the CakeNet Top 20 show. And then tomorrow night it'll be on Jukebox on CakeNet as well. Hmm.
So that video is getting high rotation.
I hope so.
Yeah, good. People must listen.
Yeah, and then they vote on the top 20. They vote every week. So hopefully it will run for a whole, like,
duration of and all the way to the top.
Hopefully, yeah.
Come, we've got to be positive.
Positive,
you're keeping it all positive.
All the way to the top.
Okay, Demi Lee, so the future looks very bright for you. Music-wise, are you looking at doing some TV work and some movie work as well, or what's
the story? I always get that question. If I'm approached, then I would definitely not say no.
Okay.
It'll be amazing.
But you're not going to go actively look for it at this stage?
Well, if something comes my way, I'll grab it with both hands.
Okay.
So, but that's basically, all I can say. Because I don't know exactly where to go because I'm so into my singing now.
Yeah.
But if I ever had the opportunity, of course I will.
Okay. Well, I think you should keep singing. I like your voice.
Thank you.
Always liked your voice. I did vote for you. Just putting it out there.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And I'm sorry it didn't work.
No, it worked.
Further than what it needed
seven
to.
Is seven is perfect.
Yeah, it's a lucky number. So
no, it I worked. Suppose. At least I could have made it to just top 30 even, or just top 10. I mean, seven is amazing.
Seven
I'm
is
happy.
Heaven.
Seven is heaven.
Okay, where do we find you on the social networks before we wrap it up?
Okay, on Facebook, it's simple. It's just Demi Lee Moore. And then on Instagram, it's demilee.moore. And I have a website, www.demilee.moore.net.
Okay.
So everything is just Demi Lee Moore.
Okay.
And it's easy. Facebook is the easiest because everything is on there. All the information, managers, contact details, all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. When you Google you know what comes up, eh? Pictures of Demi Moore.
You know that the Lee in my name is actually fake because Demi Moore was kind of taken.
She stole it. But that's
she
cool.
She took it. So I went to Idols and I was like, I need to... I can't be Demi Moore. So they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Demi Lee Moore.
Imagine if you just claimed Demi Moore.
I used to, then I would sing at festivals and they're like, please welcome on stage Demi Moore. And I always felt embarrassed, almost, because then they're like, oh, your parents are such big fans. I'm like, no. When I was born, that's the year she became famous.
Oh, well, there you go. That's, no, he's talking to me in my ear, don't worry.
While I'm talking to you in front, wow.
Yeah, it's multitasking. It's.
How do you do that?
I don't. That's why I was listening to you. I was shaking my head at him because I was like, I don't know what. I can't have a meal. I can't multitask. Anyway, okay. Demi Moore. Demi Lee Moore.
Yes.
Demilicious. Demi Leelicious. Because Siba. Siba has a term called Sibalicious.
Oh, really?
And you have
on
Demi
Twitter,
Leelicious.
At Demilicious. Yeah, Demilicious, Demi Lee and then Shiss.
So it's
snap, girl.
You see. Sibalicious and Demilicious in the building today on
Love
the bus.
Love that. All it deliciousness.
Is cool, hey? It is. It's a whole bunch of deliciousness. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to see you.
Giving me the opportunity to play my song.
Well, next time you're going to come and sing your song.
Definitely. I'll bring my guitarist with me. She's here.
We'll bring her back in a month. Yeah, see. And she'll do an acoustic version of all her songs.
I would love to.
You see?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Mm.
Done
Thank
deal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
And then we'll vote you into the number one position.
Only then.
Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today
you,
on
Jason.
The bus. Cool.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours. At Sibanye, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. We are proud of our partnership with the Leadership Platform and will continue to support leaders who are committed to growing our country. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
It is just after 1:30 on a Friday afternoon, and it is the 1st of July. Pinch punch for the first of the month, as we say. And I'm very excited. Finally, I got her into studio. She's one of the busiest people flying all over the show. She's a mother of three. She's a wife. She's a busy, busy, busy celebrity chef. She is, like I said, traveling all over the world. But I finally got Siba into studio. Hello.
Finally, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Jason?
I'm very excited to have you here. Sibalicious.
Yes.
Finally, finally,
oh,
finally.
Finally.
So I didn't even know where to begin, but I think maybe we should begin with congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll congratulate you on your third baby.
Yes. It's a girl.
Boothle, yes. So it's complete now.
Yes, complete. Full circle. No more children. Brian.
Brian is Siba's husband, and he is in the wings, and he's nodding, but not really. So there might be a fourth. Who knows?
No, thank you. Three's good.
So how's she doing?
Oh, she's fine. We have flown so many times with her to Joburg because I'm doing got a lot of work in Joburg. We've been on the plane with her 14 or 15 times.
And she's how old?
She's 4 months.
4 months. I've flown twice this year. So she's racking up all those miles at the moment.
Oh, Papa.
But she's cute. She's good.
She's very cute. I love her. She's very sweet. She sleeps throughout the night.
Yeah.
She just makes life for mommy so, so easy. It's the boys that are naughty.
Because you've got two boys.
Two boys. Yeah. They love her. They give her lots of kisses, but they fight.
I'm sure. So how old is your oldest? He's four, turning
so
four.
So Lenobo would tell you, I'm three turning four.
Yes. Three turning 14, three,
yeah.
More like it.
And then Lena is turning two in November, and then we've got Boothle.
Okay.
Yes, almost like 2 year gap between the two boys, yes.
Because we were talking about it off air, you were, so you flew into Joburg, was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before yesterday.
The day before, yeah. So you flew up, and you almost ready for your private jet, because...
This was our first trip where we have all the three kids with us. So it was me, Brian, no nanny, and the three kids.
Goodness.
Wow. And it was hectic, but shame. I think they behaved very well because it was one of those very late night flights. Last one, in fact, for the night. Shame, Lena was quite agitated, and he's a quiet baby. But when he is irritated, everyone will feel it. But if you're on the plane and you're a mother, I always say, people have been parents before.
I know, yeah.
If not parents, you're an aunt or your friend has a child. So I don't make it a big deal because kids are kids, and sometimes you can't control how they're going to react.
Of course, yeah. But so you are flying up and down Joburg, between Joburg and Cape Town, a hell of a lot.
Yes.
And that's because, I congratulate you again.
Thank you.
Season three. of Siba's table.
I am super excited.
Sure.
And so are my followers, because people have been literally stalking me and saying, Siba, Siba, third season. And obviously, that's a decision that Food Network has to make. And the thing is with Food Network is that I'm signed with Food Network that is based in London, yeah. But we belong to a bigger group called Scripps Network. And Scripps Network is based in America, in okay. the US. So it's always a long a message between Africa, South Africa that is, to the UK, from the UK to the big bosses in the States. So that's what it is. But we've got a third season, baby. Ooh, I'm so happy.
This is, it's like unheard of, hey, because it's, you know, it's like the Kardashians being renewed. Only yours is better, much better.
Please let it be better.
Because you change people's lives and you give them stuff that they can actually, you know, implement into their own lives. So,
yes.
Okay, well, yeah, the Kardashians do the same thing. But I mean, you teach people how to eat good food.
Homely food.
And you're so passionate about it.
I love it, Jason. I absolutely adore what I do. And what most people don't know is that I have a background in food. I have a degree in food and consumer sciences, where I majored in food science and nutrition. And nutrition is one of the core things that I love. For instance, I'm a patron for Food Bank, and I also am a patron for many other smaller groups of charity organizations. And what I help them with is the nutrition leg of whatever it is that they want help with. For instance, there's one charity down in Cape Town. They specialize in young children, and I help them create menus, nutritious food for kids and things like that. So I love it. If it's not on camera, it's in real life, and I do cook food at home. Because most people see Brian, and Brian is his skin and he's tall, dark, and handsome. and
now blushing. Yeah.
And now blushing. And most people always say, "See, what do you cook at home?" Because Brian, you know, it doesn't show on Brian. I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I love it. I really do.
Okay. So, I mean, the nutrition thing is so important these days, because as a mother, you need to make sure that your kids are eating good food. But, you know, applying that to the greater population in South Africa and beyond our borders is just as important. I mean, nutrition for me is hugely important, and especially with young kids, you know.
Yes.
So it's good that you're involved in that. And I think it's nice that you are promoting that beyond the TV show as well, you know, because you are an expert in food.
Yes.
So not only cooking it, but what is good
what
to eat.
What is good to eat. And that's where the world is going, Jason. That's where, if you go to Australia, health and lifestyle is very big. In America, in Asia, literally everywhere in the world, health has taken a center stage. And we have to come to a point where we also adapt, especially in South Africa, because we have silent diseases like diabetes. I'm not even going to talk about obesity,
and cholesterol, and
many others that are not really tackled. And I think to a certain degree, we have to be responsible enough, because I influence what people eat. People create my recipes because they love Siba, and they're quite simple and they're easy to make. So to a certain degree, I have to be very responsible in what I encourage people to eat. But having said that, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be health. And I think if you want a cake, you can't have it.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Moderation is key.
Yes,
moderation is key.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's it's important. A friend of mine's actually a nutritionist, and she put on Facebook yesterday, in fact, that a diet isn't about, you know, taking all the stuff that you don't like or that you can't eat and cutting it out of your diet, or making sure that you bring down your consumption of food and make sure that you're eating smaller meals.
Yes.
It's not about depriving yourself, essentially. It's about making sure that you eat the right foods more frequently, and then you do have a cheat day. I mean, you probably have cheat days,
don't
you?
Do you know what happens if you deprive yourself? Then you pig out once you get a chance.
Exactly.
I think, for instance, I do have cheat days. And
what do you cheat on?
I cheat on bread. Like, I love bread.
Fresh bread.
Yeah, freshly baked bread. Not store-bought. Freshly baked bread. I love bread. But I try to keep my carbs low. But I will not take them out. I will not take them out of my diet. I still have my sweet potatoes. I'll still have my bread that is like your darker breads,
yeah.
Instead of just refined white flour. And of course, there's the more expensive breads, which are made with almond flour. Woohoo.
Almond flour.
Almond flour bread.
Let me
bread.
Tell you, I made the other day, you'll be impressed, and I'll show you a picture just now.
Okay.
I made cheesecake,
yes.
which I've never done before.
Wow.
I have a terribly sweet tooth.
Yes.
So I need something after dinner. So I decided
like
I'm not going to. Yeah. See, Brian. I'll make the cheesecake for us. Okay.
Cool, man.
But I made this cheesecake with yes. almond flour. Damn. First of all, where do you find this stuff? Number one.
Yes.
And second of all, oh, it's. So yummy.
It is delicious, isn't
Goodness.
It? It is delicious.
Yeah.
But very expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive.
Yeah, so if it is, if you are going to use almond flour, you can't invite a lot of
too
people
many people.
For
yeah.
cheesecake.
Okay. So Seba's Table, season 3.
Yes.
Like we said, Bonang actually was one person who tweeted the other day and
the
said
the queen herself.
Yeah, she tweeted and she's like, really, we need new episodes of Seba's Table. And like that, you got on a plane, went to London and Amsterdam. You obviously knew it was in the works.
Yes.
But like, it was literally maybe 2-3 days later, you tweeted and you said season 3 is coming.
It's coming out. So in fact, I went to London and Amsterdam before that. And so when she tweeted, I had just came back from London and I knew that we were given a go ahead. But you know how it is. We have to follow processes. We
sure.
can't say things prematurely. We must say them with a proper press release so that everybody can pick up on it and we make a big woo-ha about
yeah.
it. So she said it a day before or 2 days before. I was like, guys, let's push it.
You see, Food Network was listening here. They were like,
yes.
oh, the queen has spoken. We need to follow.
The queen has spoken.
Yeah. Okay, so when do we start shooting season 3?
We are filming towards the end of the year.
Okay.
Towards the end of this year.
Okay.
Yes, but we haven't fully figured out what time we wanted because Seba's schedule is also quite hectic.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can see it probably beginning 2017.
Yes, definitely. And you know how it is. That's filming for you.
I might have to come on set again and see what's happening and what you're cooking up the storm.
Come down to Cape Town. I'll invite you. I'll ask Jacques to invite you.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah. No. Yes. That should be fun. Okay. Yes. So, what are you thinking about? Some sort of meals and themes so far that you can. I know it's still early stages,
yes.
but is there anything that you can maybe allude to?
We can, but at the same time, because we have, you know, this is the thing with television is that you can't tell people what you're going to do while you're filming because there's the post-production period which takes time. So if I tell you now and then someone else goes ahead and does it before me, then it looks like Seba has copied someone
yeah.
else, and it actually was my original idea. So we have to be very careful not to share so much. But health has taken center stage.
Okay.
I'm a mother of 3. I'm very health conscious in the food that I cook. We are still filming in the beautiful Cape Town. You do know that the Table Mountain has made the 7th wonder of the world.
I do, yes.
Okay, just needed to say that.
I know you Cape Townians are so proud of yourselves. I'll give you that. It's fun.
We love Cape Town. we're definitely going to go out more and give a spin. You know, the show works. People love the format of the show.
Mm.
They love seeing Brian. They love seeing my kids.
Mm.
They love the simple, easy recipes. They love the fact that the recipes, the ingredients that I use are accessible. So we're still using that entire format, but we want to give people more value and give it a bit of a spin, and it doesn't become too predictable. So we have amazing things that are lined up that we haven't done before, and
okay.
we're experimenting, and I'm super excited.
Oh, I think it's gonna be okay. So I'm gonna go to a song break because I'm gonna try and get more out of you, but I need to figure out a way of how I'm gonna do this. So how I'm gonna get all the questions,
yes,
and all the scoop before anybody else knows. But we'll go to a song first and see how that works.
Okay.
It's called Ain't Your Mama, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Right on the Buzz.
Cool.
Jennifer Lopez, it is Ain't Your Mama, right here on the Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Okay, so we were talking about Seabus Table Season 3, and then we were speaking about, off-air, we were speaking about the success of this cookbook that you put together, which is self-published.
Yes.
Under your company.
Yes.
So, Seba, like, you're just amazing.
Thank you. I will take that compliment.
Yeah, you should.
I'm not popping my color. My color. It's, you know what it is, Jason. I like to take in more than I can handle sometimes, and I love it. I love the fact that I do things that normal people or ordinary people would not go for. For instance, when one of the main reasons why we decided to self-publish was because I had an exact image of what I wanted to have, and I did not want that to be diluted in any way. And besides that, I wanted to own my brand. I'm on a mission to have ownership of brand Seba.
Yeah.
And it's really been amazing. It's been hard. Investing in yourself is not cheap.
Hmm.
We've invested a lot of money in it. And one of the things that I said to the team that this must not look like anything that has been made from a garage, because we are self-publishing.
No, of course. You
it
need
must
to make
look,
it look
proper, yeah. Because I am, must remember, my show is literally all over the world. It's in Africa, in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia.
How many countries now?
It's more than 130 countries. In the States, let me tell you this, in the States, it's in 60 million homes. On the cooking channel, it's insane.
Drop the mic.
we can't produce anything less than what the brand is, and it really was amazing. And I worked with an amazing team who are from the publishing space, who are currently freelancers. Who are currently freelancers, but have got extensive experience. But and we came. I briefed them on what I wanted, and I told them that the cookbook was done basically, because I had the recipes, and we just recreated them. The lady who helped us with the styling is somebody that I know very well, and who was able to interpret
what I
wanted. Yes. And also we used QR codes. You must remember, I come from print, which was magazines. I was food editor for Drama magazine for 5 years, print, and I'm now on television. So I wanted something that could merge the two together.
Sure.
And we came up with a concept of QR codes, where people can download a QR code reader, and you can just put it on top of that specific recipe. You know what QR codes are. And then it will take you to me on the Food Network, on your phone, on the Food Network, making that specific recipe, is great. So it's like, that's never been done before. And it's like, it's really great. And people get so fascinated about it.
And they love it. I mean, I was telling you off air that my mom messaged me when she saw that you were going to be on the show with me, and she said, oh, get me a book. And she's probably going to kill me for saying that now, but I will get her a book for a belated Mother's Day present, I suppose.
Aww.
But just the success of your cookbook, you said, you know, you were told to take the more conservative approach in terms of the printing. You decided not to, so you printed 3,000 to 4,000 copies, and they all sold out, and you're now reprinting.
We're going with a much bigger batch, and not only just big in South Africa, we're going big in Africa. I'm off to Kenya, for instance.
Oh, cool.
Next month.
Okay.
I'm off to Botswana, and I'm off to Swaziland. But not only that, but we are doing an international release, which will go to the other countries like Australia. The demand for that is big. In the States, the demand is big. In London, I have to do this international release, otherwise my fans are going to kill me.
No, of course. And one of the random places you went to last, was it Poland last year?
It was Poland. Russia.
So you have to go to Poland and Russia to release there. Hey?
And release there. And you know what was so fun? I did tell you, but I don't think I've told you on air, that when I was in Russia, I had a bodyguard with the gun and all, guys, because the show is so big there, and so there's such a big star there that they had to have a bodyguard. It was so insane.
Amazing.
It's insane. I love it.
So Seba's Table Season 3, you are releasing the book internationally as well.
Yes.
What else is Seba doing besides being a mother, a wife, a chef, a TV star, a radio star? because you're now on Cliff Central with me.
Oh, yes.
What else is Siba doing before we wrap it up?
We are planning pop-ups. Okay. I wanted to do, because people have been waiting for quite some time for the new season of Siba's Table, I wanted to do something where I can interact with my followers. Mm. So we're planning pop-ups all around Joburg,
okay.
Cape Town, East London, because that's where I'm originally from, and probably PE, and Durban. So people must look out for that. Okay. It will be different. It will be mobile. And people will be able to buy the tickets beforehand, and then they will have an experience with Siba. I will literally cook for them. Yes.
Okay, so that's, we just follow you on the social networks for that.
Follow me on social media. It's Siba Mtongana, SibaMtongana.
And then on Instagram, so it's just that same, across all the
it's
platforms.
Same across. Yeah. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I am on Twitter.
Okay.
And I must say this one. Mm. I must gloat. And I'm still on air.
Go for it.
Did you know that the cookbook has made history at Woolworths? So we had a deal with Woolworths, and it made history as the best selling cookbook that has ever been stocked at Woolworths in the history of Woolworths.
As a local chef or ever?
Ever, ever. Ooh, beating Nigella, beating Jamie, beating Otelek, all the guys, all the big notches. Yes.
You see Siba's Table and Siba's book. What's a cookbook called?
It's My Table.
My Table,
by
yeah.
Siba Mtongana.
You see,
yes.
I mean, I'm just so proud. It's amazing. I love your story. I'll continue to support you all the time. And it's really lekker. So thank you so much.
We love
for
you.
Us.
Yeah, we man, love
of
you.
Course. But we
send a love to Nikita as well.
I will. She's a mommy now as well. She's also got a baby girl. So that's why she's not with us today. But I'm sure she's pretty jealous that she wasn't here to hang out with you.
Thank you
again for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so Jensu is out and about in New York City, but she's got a Hollywood report from Hollywood to Joyzywood, and this is what's happening. Have a listen.
Hey Jason, how's it going? Lots of hookups and breakups in Tinseltown. Hot off the heels of the BET Awards in Los Angeles. Wow, where Black Coffee did it proud for us in South Africa. Rapper Iggy Azalea and her fiancé, Nick Young, have broken off their year-long engagement. She announced her split from Nick on Instagram, saying she couldn't trust him. There was that video of Nick involved in an alleged cheating scandal. The final straw was when Nick told Iggy that his ex-girlfriend was 4 months pregnant with his baby. Oh my gosh. And then the final straw was when Nick brought home another girl and slept with her in their own bed. How did she know? Well, she used a nanny cam to spy on her fiancé, so she saw everything. Oh my goodness. Congratulations to actress Scarlett Johansson. The Avengers star has been named the highest grossing actress of all time by Box Office Mojo. Her domestic box office revenue has raked in an impressive $3.3 billion. That is the equivalent of just under the equivalent of 50 billion rand. Not bad. Johnny Depp, in the middle of his divorce battle with Amber Heard, is selling off 8 Jean-Michel Basquiat paintings, which he spent 25 years collecting. So far, he's gotten rid of 2 at a high-profile auction, which fetched him $18.5 million. That's about 278 million rand to pay for maybe a few hours of his legal fees. Luckily, he's got 4 more paintings to sell off, as he definitely needs the cash. It's not all about breakups. Looks like David Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham, has found love with Chloe Grace Moretz. They were all over each other in my neck of the woods, New York, where they held hands and gazed into each other's eyes. Kylie Jenner and Tyga, after declaring they would never ever get back together, are, guess what? Back together. They packed on the PDA in LA while looking for some fancy schmancy luxury cars. Cars got them in the romance mood, as they could barely keep their hands off of each other. And Kim Kardashian has been spotted and photographing wearing butt pads. When leaving Khloe Kardashian's 32nd birthday in LA, she was photographed with her butt pads clearly on display. So you see, we know the secret. And that's the Hollywood Goss from New York. I'm Jen Su. Have a happy Independence Day this weekend from America. Now back to you, Jace.
Oh, thank you, Jen. And thanks for all the updates on who's doing who and who's not doing who and who's breaking up with what. And Hollywood, it's never a dull place. Okay, if you're off to the Durban July this weekend, you have yourselves a good weekend. Dress up nicely. We want to see all your pictures on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And thank you so much for joining me on The Buzz today. Have a good weekend. O'Neill is next right here on Cliff Central. Cheers, cheers. Bye. Ooh,
Buzz on cliffcentral.com.